John Farnger is kindly with us, Deputy Director General Māori at the Ministry of Health. It's always neat talking with you. Hone tēnā koe.
Nō koe, Dale. O tērā tēnā koutou e are are ai o koutou taringa.
Worth probably talking about COVID since his tiana just said that he's had it or got it again. What can you tell us about COVID numbers, where we're sitting and how concerned we need to be with it still?
As I understand, we're tracking downwards overall, Dale, but it is around the place and it is persistent. You know, in our workforce, for instance, we've had a number of people go down. So it is, you know, it does remind us to continue to be vigilant around not only COVID, but things like the flu, and to take care of ourselves. But, you know, the most important thing is if you're sick, to stay at home.
We're going to do a comprehensive review on our response to COVID. Hard to review things that haven't concluded. And our understanding of long COVID is still pretty scratchy, isn't it?
I think we're getting more and more understanding of long COVID as the research, you know, I've talked about a couple of times, continues. But, yeah, no, I think with, you know, we've got to be mindful that it is around, it is still impacting on us. But they're also, I'm assuming that the review is going to be looking at particularly the period when we had national emergencies, for instance, Dale, and looking at that part of the COVID experience, if you like. It was always going to be the case that over time we would need to learn to live with COVID, as we are doing now.
Tēnā koe, John. Look, getting into CGP's harder, and some waiting weeks for an appointment. That's the situation personally too with our doctor. It's not urgent, so I'm sort of happy to wait. But even so, I was quite surprised when they said, oh, no, you won't be able to see your doctor for another 4 weeks or so. So getting a GP is harder. It was a problem over 20 years in the making with an ageing and growing population, John. How can the public have confidence that the Ministry of Health can and will address these issues, which are now at a crisis point?
Mm. Look, first of all, and I think it's always important, I want to acknowledge the important role that our primary care sector plays across the system, including our GPs. It has been an increasing problem for some time now for people to get access to GPs, and it's particularly significant in rural areas. The Ministry's focus has for some time been around how do you increase access and around policies such as fees-free for tamariki under 14, subsidised funding for kaumātua, community service card holders, etc. But you're right, it is complex. At the one hand, our population demographics are changing and we are ageing. And on the other hand, we also have significant shortages with our workforce. But, you know, as I've said for a number of weeks now, there are more, we are doing multiple things to look at this, both at how we can increase the numbers of people who train and get their qualifications in this country. And the Third Medical School in Waikato is a good example of that, continuing to support and increase places for people within our existing GP programs. The other area is which Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora leads, particularly around how we connect it with the whole range of other services which support that, including the successful community-based services that we deployed during COVID. And also, how do we get other support and involvement from wider parts of our community and strengthen their role in decision-making? As the Minister's outlined recently, for instance, we the Māori Partnership Boards, but it's not going to be a one solution approach, I'm afraid to say, Dale. It's going to take a number of things about how it is we grow the workforce we need here, recruiting our workforce from overseas, how it is we get a wider range of people doing things, for instance, some of the recent decisions around pharmacies being able to vaccinate, for instance. All of those things help relieve pressure and give people access to primary services.
Tēnā koe. Flu vaccines, it's been restricted and will impact pockets of our Māori population. Pharmac says is that it can't afford this wide, free flu vaccine. What are your major concerns about sectors of our Māori society who cannot access free flu vaccines now?
Yeah. I think it's important to kind of take a couple of steps back to look at the context that Pharmac widened its access to the flu vaccine. That was very much done as part of our COVID-19 response and response to the impact of our potential pandemic. And so in the last 2 years, Pharmac has used that ring-fenced COVID-19 funding to pay for children up to 12 years of age and all Māori and Pacific people between 55 and 64 years of age. For free, and it did have an important impact as we battled COVID. It was always going to be, the funding was always going to be for a set period, and generally speaking, the funding of flu vaccine comes from a combined pharmaceutical budget, so it's a fixed budget that Pharmac has to fund all medicines and vaccines, and in the middle of that have to make difficult decisions about what to fund and what not to fund. Nonetheless, it's still for the 2024 flu season, the vaccine is still funded for all people over 65 years and over, people with long-term conditions like asthma and diabetes, for instance, those who are pregnant, people with specific mental health disorders or addiction issues. So the eligibility for people to get flu vaccine is still over a million people will be able to access it for free. And it is targeted at those who are most vulnerable. But as I said, when you have set pharmaceutical budgets, there are difficult decisions Pharmac has to make about what it can and can't fund. And I want to acknowledge, as I said in the past, that that budget was provided as part of the special funding provided for COVID.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, John, childhood immunisations have been prioritised by the Coalition Government, introducing a health target of 95%. To be fully immunised at 24 months. Will the Ministry of Health be working with Māori health providers to roll out the immunisation campaign?
Yeah, I think we support, first of all, we support Health New Zealand and Te Whatu Ora, who have the lead in working with Māori health providers. We've certainly worked with Māori health providers as the Ministry in the past, particularly around communication campaigns to get people to vaccinate. There are a number of initiatives that Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora has underway to increase immunisation rates. And part of that too is how we strengthen our community workforce. As I said before, utilising community pharmacies creates another thing. How we utilise technology, how we share information between those who need that information to be able to target and vaccinate. And I have no doubt that over time we'll get to the targets that have been set. It's been a challenging environment, I think, post-COVID, because there's been a rise in a couple of things. The amount of misinformation, Dale, around the place, or disinformation. And I'm not sure if it was a weariness around vaccination per se by the end of our COVID pandemic period. But it is really important that we get our children vaccinated. For measles and other things, we are perilously close to, an outbreak in terms of measles. And it's really important that we get our children vaccinated and give them a good start in life.
Tēnā koe, John. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today and across the months and years now, John. Ngā mihi nui kā koe te rangatira.
Kia ora, Dale, and up the wars on Saturday night.
You better believe it. Those storm clouds are going to depart. Dallin Watson is a lesbian, goes streaking through, hair flailing out the back. I reckon he should cut it.